Time now, 9:05 at FM 95.7, KQWC, Webster City, sitting at 42 degrees here at Radio Hill. Well, tis the season for Christmas lights and another exciting contest coming to Webster City. It's our pleasure talking with Jason Van Sickle from Performance Electric, live in our studio this morning. Jason, good morning to you,
morning,
sir.
Morning, Pat. How are we doing?
Not too bad. Glad to have you along for the next few Fridays as we talk all about this big concert we had you on, or contest. We got you on last year for a series of interviews, and we're doing it again this year.
You bet, and I can't thank you and KQWC enough for being involved in this.
Before we get into that, Jason, you've been kind of a busy man about the last week, and you still have lots to go when trying to help restore the Webster Theater following that devastating fire that happened, and you played a vital role in getting all that water out last week.
Yeah, it's they've got a long road ahead, that's for sure. Got the water out of the theater itself, the inside, drained it down to the basement. Got the water out of the basement to get the utilities turned back on and get everything up and running. A decent amount of water damage in the theater, but the basement is dry and clean. But the smoke damage is very, very extensive, probably the worst I've been in 27 years doing electrical. And I've been in a lot of smoke damage homes and buildings. So they got a long road to recovery, you could say, to get the theater back up and running. But I did talk to Jeff Pingle yesterday, and they're very positive about the time frame and so forth, which that's kind of up in the air. But it will be getting fixed, and hopefully soon it'll be open. But it will be a while and a lot of man hours and money to do so.
A lot of money. You mentioned about that too there, Jason, because I know that the Enhance Hamilton County Foundation is teaming up to raise funds, and also on the Webster Theater website.
Yep. I don't know what they've brought in, but I do know people have been donating. It's like anything else, insurance doesn't cover everything when it comes to policies, and it's an unfortunate thing. So every little bit's going to help them, that's for sure.
All right, so find out more by visiting the Enhance Hamilton County website to make your donations toward this theater project here in Webster City. We want to get that theater back open, hopefully by maybe next year this time we'll have that.
That would be wonderful. Hopefully it's sooner, but
sooner.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah, that'll be a big gift to everyone here in Webster City. Well, let's talk about something fun for a few minutes there, Jason, about this Christmas lighting contest. It's just beginning as of this week.
Yep, we're going to go and drive around this weekend and find all the large displays. I do know there are three new displays that weren't on last year. One individual told me my goal is to win next year, and I drove by their place last night, and they probably are going to get something. It's up to the judges that come from out of town to take care of it all. But yeah, there's like my block in the 1400 block. I have five neighbors that have put lights up, and usually there's one or two, so it's pretty nice to see. Seeing a lot of houses that I've driven around during the day with lights on them that I've noticed haven't done it before. So it's nice to see that. Every year, I hope it just gets bigger and better. We started this in 2020 when the COVID deal, and here we are 4 years later. So next year, I've already got some big ideas for the fifth-year anniversary, five-year, you know.
Wonderful.
So can't thank the sponsors enough. What I do is I go to local businesses, and they match every gift card that I buy. And this year, several businesses have said, we're done matching you, we're giving you more. So that's great. Last year, I believe we had like 150 gift cards that were mailed out, $10 gift cards. This year, I'm sure we'll have that or a little more, which is nice because that's roughly $1,200, $1,300 in gift cards that go out right before Christmas. $10 to go spend at these businesses. Most of the businesses that are on board have been on board every year. We'll just go down through them quick in no alphabetical order by any means. So we have Seneca Street Saloon here in Webster City, and all of these are Webster City businesses. Leon's Pizza, True Value, Arno Motor Supply, Gridiron Sports Bar and Grill, Lunchbox Market, Maverick Machine is our trophy sponsors. They do a wonderful job with the trophies. Hy-Vee, Morning Glory Coffee, Dairy Queen, Baumgars, excuse me, Pat, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Webster City Custom Meats does meat bundles for second place. They're on board again this year. McDonald's, and then KQWC for the local radio spots. Webster Theater has always done this, but this year, no computer to print anything, to do anything. So we'll probably take a back seat this year, but next year for sure. I'm still trying to think of a way to maybe get something done with them just to buy a bunch of tickets, but we'll see what we can do here in the next few days or week with that. This year, Kathy Baker, her husband Mike Baker, passed away. He loved Christmas lights.
Sure.
She has donated $100, and we're putting that towards the block challenge. And what that is the most, the block with the most lights on it, say the 1,400 block, 1,300 block, they automatically get gift cards in the mail instead of a random draw.
Neat.
And then for the letters to Santa through the mailbox that sits at my house, Brian Denikis has put up $100 for the kids draw. And what we're doing is the kids that write letters to Santa that go in the mailbox at my house, we bring them here to here and read them. You and I do on, I think it was Friday before. We've always done that. So last year we drew out two names, two random cards, and they received $25 gift cards. Well, this year we're going to do $25 cash. So there'll be four sponsored by Brian Denikis and then myself, Performance Electric. We're going to do another 100. So there'll be eight kids receiving $25 just randomly drawn out of the envelopes of names, and then they'll get $25 cash. So basically all your children have to do is write a letter, get it to the mailbox, and that's on the 1400 block, 1431 First Street here in town. Anyone, Jewel, Stanhope, Stratford, bring them up. We're not limiting the letters to Santa just to Webster City for that contest. That's any local area. Just bring them, and we'll read them off on the air, and then we'll just random draw.
I know that Natalie is coordinating the efforts for this letters to Santa promo there, Jason, but understand that today is the last day to get the letters in, but your mailbox will take care of it no matter what.
Yes, you have no basically the deadline, I believe we're reading them the 22nd,
yeah,
Friday.
I'm told it's according to her information there, Jason, it said the 18th, 19th, 21st, and 22nd, but I think we're
yes,
something up.
And those are the letters for Santa from the schools and, mm-hmm, and daycare. And you and I have always done the Friday. We've done them on the day or the Friday before Christmas. So that's how we'll do.
2 weeks from today.
Yep. Which isn't that hard to believe, Pat?
Yeah.
We're
2 weeks
crazy
from today.
Quentin Rottering has always made our trophy bases.
Yeah.
And thank you to him. Last year, he just made me a huge handful, and he said, "Here you go." So we have those. Anybody that needs a set of lights, I've got like 85 boxes of lights at the shop that are still new. If you need a strand of lights to put around a handrail or anything, you're more than welcome to give me a call, and I'll bring them to you. But you can just, my cell phone's 515-835-9686. So if you need a set of lights, I'd be more than happy to drop them off to you.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, so then, like our trophy sponsors, those go out to first place. Last year we did three categories, and it worked great. I think we're going to continue that for this year. First place gets $100 cash, and they get a trophy, which will come from Maverick Machine. And second place will be the meat bundles, and I'm trying to put something together for third in the category. So that's kind of up in the air right now, but mm-hmm, we will judge those on – I put myself on the spot here, Pat.
That's okay.
The
would that be on the 22nd there, Jason?
Well, what we'll actually do is judge the 22nd of Friday. We'll
okay
have some friends from out of town come in, and then we'll deliver those on the 22nd or the 23rd. So that's when the trophies. Gift cards will probably get mailed out the 19th, 20-ish, so that way they're in the mailbox before Christmas. And the gift cards, how they're done, we drive around during the day and night. Sometimes it's easier in the day. You can look down and see the lights instead of an address in the dark. All those addresses get put in a bowl, and we just draw them out as we go till the gift cards are gone. So that is how the gift cards are dispersed. Anybody that put lights up that wasn't a large display is eligible for a gift card. So I think last year we had 450 houses roughly with lights, and 160 of them received a gift card.
How nice that is.
Yes. And I have a lot of people send thank you letters, and the businesses good have said that they get thank you letters in the mail. So
awesome.
So it's a surprise. I ran into a lady, and she says, "Are you so-and-so?" And I said, "Yes." She says, "I want you to know I've gotten a gift card 3 years in a row." And
well,
I said,
that's nice.
I said, "Well, it's a good random draw, and you're very lucky."
Yep.
So,
and maybe this year too, Jason.
You never know. We just, there's once in a while I'll be doing an envelope, which that's a lot of mailing to do, but yeah, once in a while I get an address and go,
sure,
oh, I know who lives there, but
yeah. A former prize winner of the Christmas light contest.
Yep, yep.
Sure.
So yeah, that's basically what we have to talk about for today. I'll have some more details. Oh, my brother just said he would like to do the $100 deal from Marshalltown Speedway. So we'll have $300 to give away for kids and letters to Santa. So thanks to my brother, Jerry.
All right, Jerry.
So, yeah, well,
well, you're a busy man with that cell phone there.
I don't wish anybody to have my cell phone during the week.
Okay.
But, yeah, those are the details for now. I'll have more next Friday, I believe, when we talk. Like I said, I'm going to try to get something with the Webster Theater. If they can't match, I'd still like to buy tickets from them if they can get them printed. So,
yeah,
we'll see what we can come up with there.
But hopefully next year we'll get back to our friends from the Webster Theater. And thanks to everyone making generous contributions to help renovate the theater and get that back open again.
Yep. It's a great form of entertainment.
Right.
And we need it for sure.
That's for sure.
But yeah, that's what I have, Pat, to briefly talk about it. Can't thank my wife and my kids. Well, Emma's not here this year to help with stuff, but she will be back for Christmas. She moved out to by Las Vegas. Usually her and Jennifer, my wife, would drive around in one vehicle, and my son and I would take the other half of town, and that's how we got the addresses. So this year we'll have to think of something a little bit different, but because it takes, I suppose, from beginning to end, driving around and doing all this, takes about 20, 25 hours to put it all together and get it done. But
yeah,
I just recommend everybody, or ask everybody, just drive around, jump in the car.
And see the lights.
Go see the lights, because there's some neat ones this year. I added a bunch to mine. I'm not in the categories of anything. I don't participate other than decorating. I know I've got 78 extension cords running everything, and yeah, it takes a lot of work.
Now, Jason, if they want more information, what we discussed this morning, will you have something on Facebook? Or
yes, it'll be on my Facebook page.
On your Facebook page.
Usually everything I share for this, I make public so everybody can see it, and it gets shared a lot.
Sure.
I think the post that I made the other day was shared like 47 times, so thousands of people see it. And, yeah, that's basically how it's done in here with you guys. And I appreciate everything that you do.
True.
So, yeah, I just... The goal is to keep it going. Like I said, it's hard to believe we're on our fourth year, and we'll have the fifth will be here sooner than we know it, Pat.
Yep, next year at this time. But let's get through this Christmas. But again, be sure to get your lights all set around the house and everything on the outdoors. And who knows, you could win some great gift cards.
That's right.
Webster City from it. Jason Vensicle informed it about USA 15 businesses right now. Or
Yep.
All so, Webster City.
All Webster City. That was the intentions of it. It was Webster City, and I encourage any business in Jewel, Stanhope, et cetera, to try to do the same thing. It's easy to do. It's a little bit of work, but I have yet to have a business say no.
I think in Duncombe they have something like that, that Jason, but that's done by the Duncombe community people, so that'll be having drawing for that soon for some gift cards and such, but Webster City has theirs, and you're announcing the winners on the 22nd, I believe.
We'll judge that Friday night, and then I'll get you the winners or the Facebook page, because I think last year you'd put them on the Facebook page and get them on. Christmas is on a Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, Christmas is on a Monday this
year. So you officially probably will put something on, well, maybe Saturday if I can get it to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
It's always hard to do stuff like this when the Christmas is on a weekend or a Monday.
On a Monday, yeah. So we'll see what happens. Anything else for the good of the cause, Mr. Vensicle?
Nope. 'Tis the season. Just put up some lights, enjoy what we have. I know there's no snow. I always love snow for this time, but
that can happen for the next 7 days anyway.
Yeah. As a business owner, it's all right not to have snow in December because it's a rush to get everything done.
True.
So, yeah, just drive around, look at the lights, throw the kids in the car or grandma and grandpa and take a stroll. It's every night we have about 10 cars stop in front of the house at our place, and they go down the alley and just drive around and enjoy.
All right. Jason Vensicle from Performance Electric in Webster City. You talk about the big Christmas lighting contest, and Jason will have you on the same time next Friday right here. Looking forward to that. All right. Jason Van Sickle, thanks very much.
You bet, Pat. Thank you.
You betcha. 9:20 our time at KQWC. It's 43 degrees.
Kelly Clarkson, Ariana Grande, Santa, Can't You Hear Me? I cannot not rock out to that song. It is physically impossible. Try to sit still while you're listening. You just can't do it. Cher, Josh Groban, Carpenters, coming up next.
I wanna be free. Are you stuck scrolling endlessly looking for...